David, have you noticed the level of intensity kind of rise over the last week as you guys prepare for the playoffs?
Yeah, always. I mean, just practice today is a heightened energy, especially I think for us, you know, you get some days off, so you kind of feeling fresh, especially I think the older guys, you enjoy those couple of days to kind of just rest and get the body feeling a little bit better. And then I just think it's the reality of the playoffs is every day could be your last practice. So I think we kind of stress that here, that understanding of knowing every day you go out there, you're trying to earn a right to play again and practice next week. So I think that just gets everybody going. You know, usually you're out there every day. It's like, all right, we'll be back out here Thursday. We'll be back out here next Wednesday, you know. So, but when you get in the playoffs, that's not there. You know, you got to go earn that. And I think guys have the right mentality of knowing that and coming out here and trying to compete and practice first to try to make sure we play well Saturday night.
Devin, with all this negative publicity going on about the ESPN article and all that, does that do anything to pull the team together and get you guys, is it an incentive to, like, win and prove your detractors wrong even more?
Honestly, I don't think so. I mean, I don't care about it, you know, and I think a lot of guys don't really care about, you know, what goes on outside and who writes what and, you know, if we suck, if we're great, if it doesn't matter. So I don't... And I just think guys are motivated by playing for each other, their families, more than an ESPN article, you know. So, you know, I think it's a great thing for our fans and people outside. I think they enjoy all of that. But I think for us, you know, it's just going out there and playing for each other. You know, an ESPN article doesn't help us when we go out there and it's -9 degrees. Like, you're not going to be motivated to prove an article wrong. You know, you're just having fun playing with the guys.
Kevin, you've been in the playoffs now 8 straight years. You've never been in a wild card game. Every year you start the playoffs in the divisional round. Just talk about how incredible that is and just how it helps you guys advance.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a blessing, a great opportunity to be in the playoffs. And I think for us to go out there and earn first-round bye since I've been here has been great. You know, I think we've learned how to – work and play well off of it, but I think we've also learned that it doesn't mean automatically that we're going to win. You know, my rookie year, we came out and lost in a divisional first playoff game. So, you know, I think it's using the time wisely and then always understanding that home field and, you know, bye week, none of that stuff guarantees you a win coming out. You still got to go out there and earn it. So I think the experience of being in that position has helped us to know what we need to do and trying to use that experience to the best of our ability. I think that helps, and hopefully it pays off Saturday.
Have you told guys that how bad it felt after that? You have the bye week, you get the division around, and then you lose that game. How bad it felt to make sure that you don't leave anything out there because you need to get everything done?
Yeah, I think it's come up in conversations with different guys. And, you know, I think Matty Pease might have said it a time or two. Obviously, he's experienced more in the playoffs and different things. But I think guys know it, you know, just from how guys are acting and the body language and the urgency and, you know, the extra meetings, the extra film, like, guys know, and I think even the young guys can sense, you know, how important this is. And, you know, and I think for us, you know, obviously it's different. You know, Tennessee's going to come in here already winning a playoff game and really winning one before that when they had to play to get in. You know, and us, we're going to come off a week where we kind of went over a bunch of things that we needed to know going into the playoffs. So it'll be a little different, but I think it's the same type of mentality of realizing there's no tomorrow in the playoffs.
Is there a back that you faced or a backfield that you faced with Mariota and Derrick Henry that are that kind of punishing on the defense, so to speak? You know, because LeSean and those guys kind of move swiftly, but these guys kind of run after you.
Yeah, it's a little different. Same type of attack where you got to be able to defend Mariota when he drops back. Henry, you got to be able to defend everywhere. You know, he's not just a guy because he's big that's going to put his head down and just run straight. You know, if everybody crashes inside, he'll bounce. He has the speed to get around the edge. But I think his numbers are obvious wherever he is in rushing overall. But you see the stat where he's second in the league in fourth quarter rushing. I think that speaks volumes with him just wearing teams down. So and then you put that together with last week's game of seeing Mariota be able to break the pocket, you know, break a tackle, you know, against Jacksonville the week before, being able, you know, to be stopped short but break off a tackle to get a first down to kind of end that game. So you can really see where those guys aren't just, you know, elusive breaking tackles, but they'll run through you and break tackle. So we got to all be ready to tackle. We got to try to get 11 guys to the ball each time because it's no guarantee that, you know, one guy gets to them and bring them down. We got to be able to support each other that way.
It's going to be a little strange seeing Logan Ryan on the other side of the field.
Yeah, it'll be fun, though. You know, that guy's, he's a brother to a lot of us in there, a real good friend of mine. But there's nothing I want more than see him lose Saturday night. So as close as we are, that's not going to change. And, you know, he's going to compete and be the same way. So it'll be fun to talk a little trash to each other.
Devin, has there been any talk amongst you guys that this might be the last playoff run that you have with Matt Patricia and you guys want to send him out the right way?
Nah, because I don't know that. So no one's discussed that. It's been all about Tennessee, and I think that's how it'll be throughout the whole playoffs.
And the guy that was in here before, Gronk, he won first team All-Pro this year. You know, came back from another surgery and a long rehab. And what have you seen from him just in the way that he's worked hard to get back this year?
I think the greatest thing is you don't even, for us as players, you don't even realize he, you know, I forgot all about, you know, being hurt last year and going through surgery because he just works his butt off. You know, every year he puts in so much work. So, you know, when he's on the field, there's no better tight end in the NFL. And I think everyone knows that. And for me, coming in with him, just seeing him be healthy throughout the year and produce at such a high level is great. You know, it helps our team. But just to see him out there and his growth as a player and as a leader, you know, being a captain now the last 2 years, I think he takes a lot of pride in that. You know, obviously playing well, but also being a leader and trying to do the right things all the time. And, you know, it's tough. So seeing him do that is great and very deserving of first team All-Pro.
Devin, what do you see Kyle Van Noy this year? Maybe kind of use a little bit different way and put a different role after Dante left?
Yeah. The thing about KV is very versatile. So we've used him, you know, a bunch of different ways, even last year and then this year. He's been in there a lot, you know, when he's been out there on the field, and he's been able to play any type of position, outside linebacker, inside linebacker. So it's great. You know, it helps our defense out a lot. And, you know, he's one of a lot of guys on our defense that have been able to play different positions that allow us to do different things defensively. So having him back out there has been great, obviously, from his versatility, but also from a communication standpoint, because he's a guy that's been in there. He's been a leader. He's ran the huddle kind of since he's been in there, obviously, with him and High and E-Rob. So having him in there has been great. He's been a big asset to our team.
Mike Mularkey said that he was going to interrogate Logan Ryan until he dropped about you guys. Obviously, your brother played for the Titans for a long time. Are you going to do the same with him?
No, I mean, it might help, but these coaches watch a lot of film, so and Logan probably can't help him much. He doesn't know that much. but no, I just want to pull out my J Mac jersey or something and wear it this weekend. Show J Mac some Tennessee love. He should be out there playing on that team.
Talking about film, when Coach broke out the film from their game this weekend, did he start with the second half or the first half?
Oh, we watch it all. No matter how what order, we watch it all. So, but he always talks about that, playing 60 minutes, especially this time of year. You got every team fighting to play, you know, for the next week. Nobody's going to go out there, and I don't care if you're down, if you're up, like, no one's going to quit. So that's something I think we always talk about, and obviously you could see it in that game, you know, against Kansas City. Tennessee just kept fighting, just kept trying to do the things the right way, and, you know, you make a couple plays, the whole game kind of turns around. So we're obviously fully aware of that. We've been in games like that, so we've talked all week about playing 60 minutes, and Tennessee's playing a lot of close games, and they've won a lot of close games. So we get in that point. We gotta be on point. We got to do our job, and it won't be much room for error.
You mentioned Mariota's legs. Do you want to force him to make plays from the pocket? Is it kind of have more predictability factor there?
Yeah, I mean, it's not like if he stays in the pocket, he can't make throws. So, but when he escapes outside the pocket and he has the ability to run and throw, you really don't have a shot to stop him. I think so. You know, we've played quarterbacks like this where we do want to try to keep him in the pocket, but I think that's just the beginning part of it. We also, when we're man coverage or zone coverage, we got to be able to play our zones or our man tight and not allow, you know, windows or not allow a great pocket for him to sit back there and throw, because he's a good enough passer that he'll make all the throws on the football field. You know, we saw one against Indy where he kind of hit Delanie Walker between four people on the sideline. That was a tough throw, and that was in the pocket. But I think, you know, we'll have a better chance that way than, you know, him being able to escape, throw it deep, or run for 30 or 40 yards. So it's going to be all 11 guys kind of playing their job, you know, with trying to contain him. Thank you.